just after 7 p.m. in the 2400 block of Ashland Avenue at North Montford Street. 27-year-old Darrell Hinton was shot in the 2400 block of Ashland Avenue. He actually left home, went to the corner store. When he was on his way back home, he was encountered by a black male, tall, skinny build, light brown skin and complexion, wearing a gray hoodie. We don't know what transpired between the two or what precipitated the shooting, but at some point, Mr. Hinton was shot. He was transported to Hopkins Hospital, where he died a short time later. Detectives at this point have no leads with that incident. The second homicide took place this morning at around 3:52 a.m. in the 4100 block of Maribyrn Court. When the officers got there, they found 35-year-old Raymond Perrault of Richmond, Virginia, suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to the upper torso and the facial area. He was transported to Shock Trauma, where he died a short time later. The information that we have is that he was in town visiting family members. Inside of the living room, someone fired shots through the front window, striking Mr. Perrault. As I stated, he died a short time later at Shock Trauma. Because the suspects were on the outside of the dwelling, detectives don't have much information as to their descriptions or motive. They're hoping that anybody with any leads in both cases can give them a call at 410-396-2100.
In the shooting of Mr. Perrault, do you believe that that was a random act, or perhaps he may have been targeted for some reason?
At this point, it's too soon to say. Just the fact that the suspects were on the outside of the home, and the fact that he was shot so many times, it's really hard to say. We kind of have contradictory circumstances, proximity-wise, and then the number of times that he was actually hit. So we really don't know. It's very early on in the investigation, and it's one of the things that we hope to find out.
If any of our listeners have any information that could help you solve either of these crimes, what should they do, and who should they call?
Again, give homicide detectives a call at 410-396-2100.